And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, I'm going to get him.
This edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Doug and Joe Hagman, something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. A lot of things to talk about tonight, a lot of information to provide to you. I have a great show lined up for you. The second hour, we're going to be bringing on Matt Chiarella. Folks, have you wondered about the Supreme Court? Have you wondered about the entire lie about judicial supremacy? I'm going to be taking that on hours 2 and 3 with our guest, Matt Chiarella, talking about the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. And it might sound like a real snooze fest, but it's not going to be. Because you see, when a superior court or a superior civil authority, for example, our federal government, makes unjust or immoral laws, policies, or court opinions, folks, the lesser ranking civil authority, such as a governor, a sheriff, county executive, has the right and duty not to obey the higher authority, and if necessary, to actively resist the superior authority. This is what we're going to be talking about in the second hour, the second part of the program. The doctrine itself rests on two foundational principles, folks, that have guided Western civilization for well over 1,500 years, but have been lost to Christians in the last century. Interesting. I want to open this up first by letting you know that tonight's broadcast is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Folks, if any business owners out there, small businesses, medium, large businesses. If you're a business owner and you're looking for that particular someone or multiple people, if you're looking for to post your job, well, ZipRecruiter is the place to visit. And right now, folks, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. I'm going to open this up today as well by talking a little bit about censorship, what's taking place here across our country. And Joe and I had given some indication yesterday and throughout the week so far about what's taking place on the Internet. And it seems to me, based on everything I've seen, that the stops have been pulled against those people, or against the people, the truth tellers. In other words, there is a war on those who are speaking the truth. And if you are a conservative, a social conservative out there, and you are attempting to reaffirm the traditional definition of marriage, for example, by citing biblical scripture for the definition of marriage and what marriage should be, that's between a man and a wife. Or if you're speaking out against the murder of our unborn, 50 million plus unborn children, or whatever social conservative cause that you might be taking on, you are a target. You know, and this show is going to come together. The censorship aspect, the oppressive aspect of things that we're seeing is going to fit really well into the second half with our guest. But John Adams said this: our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, think about that. John Adams, the second president of the United States, the founder of our country, one of the founders of our country, said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It's number one. And I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking about what Steve Quayle had said. I fervently believe his quote, the quote by Steve Quayle, is, well, I believe that John Adams' quote is more relevant today than at any other time in our history, in our country's history. And Steve Quayle's quote has never been more appropriate as well. And Steve Quayle, of course, had stated that there are no political solutions to spiritual problems. When you combine those two quotes, one by Adams, one by Steve Quayle, you can see where we're headed here. You've got to have the fabric, the moral, spiritual, Judeo-Christian ethic belief system as your infrastructure. You cannot separate America. I don't believe you can anyway, and some people may argue differently, but you cannot separate our Judeo-Christian roots and beliefs and the guidance that we receive from the Bible and our country, the leadership of our country. But that's what's happened. Right now, the leadership of our country is morally and spiritually bankrupt. Now, most leaders on both sides of the political spectrum, they lack integrity, they lack character, and most assuredly, they lack morality. Most are spiritually rudderless. Others, however, I believe this to be true, appear to be serving a different God altogether. They are deliberately contaminating our nation with a doctrine of demonically inspired destruction. Because that's where we're headed, ultimately to destruction. What I find particularly insidious is something that has only recently, when I say recently, I'm talking about only within the last 12 to 18 months, has really taken off, and that is this. There are many writers, there are many authors, there are many investigative journalists on the internet who have waged war against those people telling the truth, against us, against the quote alt-right. Now all of a sudden alt-right is the new term, in my view, for the vast right-wing conspiracy spoken about by Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton.
Not to interrupt, I don't know if you saw this, but lately I've been seeing the phrase alt-right, which I have not heard of until she said that, being tied into white supremacy groups or the white supremacy ideology.
Absolutely.
Which,
and there is a big push right now, and I'm glad you brought that up, because alt-right, there's symbolism. And this is really part of, and folks really understand this, because you're going to experience this as truth seekers and truth tellers. You are going to experience this, whether it's going to be from your neighbor or it doesn't matter, but you will feel this. You will be affected by this. As Joe, you mentioned, alt-right associated with white supremacy. Alt-right has one of the symbols, Confederate flag, a swastika at the extreme. Alt-right, conspiracy fringe. Alt-right, again, replacing the vast right-wing conspiracy. It's the conservative, Christian conservatives out there who are now the targets of this war. And it is a war. So over the last 18 months, we have seen this war heat up, where the people who are just wanting to speak the truth, following investigative leads wherever they go, it doesn't matter. You see, when we do investigations as investigators, now, we're a little bit different than other pundits out there, other commentators, other talk show hosts. Because by profession, we are licensed and trained investigators in the private sector. Myself, 30 years in the investigative business, worked as an operational and informational asset for the various federal agencies, and trained in a number of investigative talents, disciplines. So I consider us different, not better, just different than other talk show hosts or other people out there, other pundits. So when we conduct an investigation and we do our research, what happens in our eyes, we don't look toward party, political party. We don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. Frankly, they're one and the same anyway. You know that, and everyone knows that now. But what we try to do is follow the leads wherever they go. And that was kind of our, well, not kind of, that was our mantra as we did investigations. When from day one, when I started this company, my company in 1985, 31 years now, I guess, with my first partner who has since passed, our slogan was, we just follow the truth, follow the leads wherever they may take us, without regard to any political affiliation, without regard to anything except the truth. That's all we were after. And even today, that's where we're, that's what we, the policy that we adhere to. You know, I used to have on my business cards, "In God We Trust, Everyone Else Warrants Investigation." And I think that's true. It goes back to trust but verify. But all we are after is the truth. Now, here's what is taking place, and here's where I think the crux of the hot war exists. What has happened is there has been a split, a huge split. And it's not just down the middle, but it's a fracture. Imagine taking a hammer and hitting a windshield, and you know how the spider cracks go out all over the window. There's been a fracture within the media that encompasses both the corporate media and the new media. Obvious. There's an obvious fracture between the new media and the corporate media. We understand that. But what's less understood, I believe, are the battle lines, those cracks being drawn, that are separating the people who say they are truth seekers to those who are actually seeking the truth. Now, I'm not trying to disparage anyone here. When you look at what is taking place, you see now that this is a tactic of the globalists, of the people who either have been co-opted by the globalists through money, I don't want to say blackmail, but through coercion. So you've got at one time, perhaps you read a book on, it doesn't matter, whatever the subject, and the author seemed like, okay, this is a really independent investigative journalist writing a book or writing an article, it doesn't matter, or even talking on a talk show. And pretty soon you watch the evolution of that person or the people, I guess this is about a whole group of people, and you see an evolution from that pure point to a more corrupted and contaminated point. What I'm saying is, we can no longer trust the people we thought we could trust 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Now, I'm not speaking specific to anyone. I'm speaking about everyone. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you. I really can see now the pillars of the conservative media, the one-time celebrated pillars of the conservative media being co-opted, much like our conservatives in Congress. I'll use this example, the IRS commissioner. There was a big push for impeachment for cause against the IRS commissioner. Thanks to the changes, or thanks to backroom deals, I guess, that included conservatives, small c conservatives in quotation marks now, making deals with the progressives, the Democratic socialists in Congress. Not going to happen. At least not until after the November election, if at all. What has become a clear division between what is right and what is wrong, what is legal and what is criminal, has been muddied. To facilitate this murkiness of the water, this contamination, to facilitate this, are those former pillars of investigative truth out there. You may ask, well, you're spending a lot of time on this. You must have somebody or some people in mind. No, it doesn't matter anyway. Because you, the listener, you, the viewer, you at home or driving in your car, you are going to have to determine who to trust for your information. Because as we get closer to the election, and as we get closer to the end of the year, even as we get closer to the close of this month, and to changes in the internet at the end of this month, beginning of next month, things are going to change even more. Now, I understand as well, oh, there's arguments saying, well, that's just ICANN with respect to the internet, the ICA, and that registration process. It has nothing to do with, you know, actual content of the internet. But I will challenge that. As we see today, Zero Hedge, I believe it was today, wrote an article about YouTube censorship.
Mm-hmm. Chime
in here, because
it was a Zero Hedge article that was also part of the antimedia.org article that did some, Zero Hedge built on a work from the antimedia.org work.
Okay.
That talks about the Google YouTube and the censorship of its users for the, based on the monetization, taking the monetization away from certain videos based on content, ranging from Hillary Clinton, you know, FBI investigation to other controversial political and strange topics.
Okay, stop right there, because ladies and gentlemen, this is our situation though, personally. What we do is we do our show. We use multiple platforms, Global Star Satellite Radio. God bless that. I'm going to tell you, I am so thankful for Global Star Radio. I am so thankful for Blog Talk Radio. Yes, yes, BTR, Blog Talk Radio. I'm thankful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm thankful for Global Star Radio. In particular, Global Star Radio, the owner, the manager, the man at the helm, courageous and tenacious. Thank you. But we broadcast on the different platforms. Our personal situation with YouTube, I put up the constitutional crisis. It was a video I did, 25 minutes or whatever, explaining that in my view that the Hillary Clinton health debacle that we saw on 9/11 this year could lead us to a constitutional crisis, given the fact that there is really, from a constitutional point of view, it's a little tenuous in terms of what would happen if any candidate would drop out around that election date. And a couple of things happened after I posted that. Got a notice from YouTube. Oh, you can't monetize it. It doesn't, because just as Zero Hedge said, reported, it violated or was not, you couldn't monetize it because it violated the community standards.
Now, from the article on Zero Hedge, YouTube and Google are trying to shift the blame to the advertisers, saying that the advertisers are don't want their products associated with certain topics and
correct
issues. But they're passing the buck, in my opinion, because advertisers don't call the shots for the platform that's being used.
Not I mean, in to that a degree, sense, right?
They
not,
can,
not but, in that large sense,
right?
Yeah.
And there's, it's much more than YouTube. It's the Google trends and the way that they censor news on their own through their own search applications, and that's becoming more prevalent. We've seen it in recent weeks, just with the Hillary Clinton health issue. It's a
that's
great
right.
example.
And that's the title. See, what happened was the title, "Constitutional Crisis and Hillary." See, if I would have put in there, Hillary Rodham Clinton is great, not a problem. Or something for, you know, on behalf of Hillary Clinton. It would have flown like a 747 or, you know, like a glider. It would have been fine. But see, it didn't. And now, I'm not, this is not to complain, and I'm not going to qualify any of my statements, but I just want to say this is not to complain. When I got that, I thought, wow, this is, you know, I was looking and contacted JD and I was talking to Joe and Eric and I said, you know, what did we do wrong? Well, obviously, you saw on Zero Hedge, or perhaps you didn't, but Joe, you just explained it, that, okay, the people in control of the monetization don't want any... They are censoring the content of the videos. Now, you may say, well, that's their right to do that. Perhaps you are correct. Maybe that is their right. For example, we have, on our YouTube channel, we've got a chat feature. And to some extent, we monitor and sometimes have to censor the content on our chat channel. The reason we have morons coming in and, you know, using foul language and just spamming and doing all sorts of weird things. So we can't do that. Joe and I can't do that because we're on air. But we have volunteers, and God bless them, to do that for us. So you may say, well, wait a minute, you know, you're censoring content. Well, no, not really. And we do have some standards in terms of topics, and we would appreciate it in that vein that if, you know, rather than push an agenda or an ideology, the chat feature is with the purpose it serves is to communicate about the topic being discussed, as opposed to, you know, pushing some theory, or maybe it's a pet theory of yours or whatever. It's not, yeah, so that's. So we try to be at least understanding with that. But anyway, when you, it would be like, with respect to YouTube and Google and such, they are at a position, or they have a position, where they're dominant in the internet community. So it would be kind of like having an electric or a public utility servicing you and saying you can only, use power certain times, or you can only use so much power, or you can only use the power from that we send to your house or in your business if you conform to our belief system. What we're seeing here on the internet and in practice is the establishment of the mark of the beast system. I mean, when you cut right to the quick of this, we're seeing the mark of the beast system being rolled out, the infrastructure for it. When you look at the larger picture, I'm a big picture kind of guy, so I'm looking at the larger picture. This is how the masses, the people, the population, barring any kind of objection, will be controlled. You don't, if you don't do X, or whatever X might be, if you don't profess belief in our ways, or our God, then you are not going to be able to partake in our system. You're not going to be able to work, for example. You're not going to be able to eat, or you're not going to be able to use that your bank card. You're going to be a social and economic outcast. Right? This is what it's leading up to, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming like a freight train right into your living rooms.
Then whether you like it or not, you'll be placed on one side or the other.
Absolutely. See, if you don't decide now, the decision will be made for you. If you don't prepare now, there may not be another time for you to prepare for that eventuality. And I this is not to get into the discussion, well, you know, God will take care of me, or, you know, you can't prepare for whatever. Because I do think, yes, God will take care of us. There's an element of spiritual and divine hedge of protection, absolutely. But that doesn't absolve us from our own personal responsibilities.
Right, you can't get saved without first taking that step,
right,
asking the Lord into your heart. And it's the same way with everything, how the Lord works. You know, we need to be willing and open to it before he will do things in your life.
More on the other side. You're listening to the Doug and Joe Hagman, the Hagman and Hagman Report. I want to thank everyone, each and every one who are listening. We thank you so much for checking in and from Europe. And we got a couple of people listening live in Australia. God bless you. New
we
Zealand.
Got another news segment coming up before Matt Torella joins us. And one thing I want to talk about is some recent poll numbers. I usually don't put a lot of stock into the polls, but I just seen this on the Real Clear Politics. Trump has his biggest lead. Guess which state his biggest lead in the polls is?
Don't say California.
Arkansas. 28-point lead, and that should tell you a lot since Bill Clinton and Hillary were the first family of Arkansas for 8 years. We're going to talk about that as well as other news on the other side before our guest Matt Torella joins us in hours 2 and 3. Stay with us.
Coach Dave Dobmeier often says, truth becomes hate speech, or truth is hate speech to those who hate the truth. This is exactly what we're seeing, but it just in an incredible, at an incredible rate now. The axe of censorship is out. It's out, and it is being sharpened as we speak. And we're going to be talking about that with our guest the next hour too, and how to get around that, and how to fight this tyranny through legal means. But as we look at this, as we see the playing field develop here, and this is what's taking place, the playing field is now being prepared for, in my view, the final battle. We're seeing something very interesting and insidious as well develop. And that is, there are people out there, and I read something just the other day, and I happened to think about this, and it was written by a Canadian who said, the alt-right, our fringe conspiracy theorists, in, you know, America, you're not living under tyranny. And anyone who says that they're fighting against tyranny is a member of the alt-right and a conspiracy theorist. I thought, wow, okay. Well, you know, isn't it interesting? If you look up the definition of tyranny, what's the definition of tyranny? Being ruled by a cruel or oppressive government. Note the oppressive in there. And I find it interesting that this is exactly where we're at. It's oppression by means of censorship, by means of lawfare, L-A-W, fare. Instead of warfare, it's lawfare. It's a number of different, I don't like the term soft tyranny, but it's subtle tyranny being imposed upon us and many of all of you and people like us. When you go to post something on Facebook, for example, or whatever social networking vehicle you use, if it's not to the liking of the globalist, and I say globalist deliberately, if it's not to their liking, they will censor your post or terminate your presence. Yeah, you know, we've got one. In fact, we Sunday when I had when I was using Facebook, Hagman or Hagman Report Facebook, I had posted a link to the article I wrote at HagmanReport.com. And Eric, go ahead and put it up if you've got it. And this is what I was sent by a reader saying, did you know that this was being censored? So what we did was I asked Eric to focus in on the censorship part to show you. And is it up? Okay, so those watching on YouTube can see that, and you can leave that up for a little while, because I do want people to see it. And it's not about us, it's about you. It's about everybody. This, to those listening via GlobalStar, or BTR, this is a Facebook, entry that this was sent to me from an individual who said, look, I was trying to share your article about Hillary Clinton's personal 9/11. Medically unfit to serve if elected. That was the title of our story, our article, the article I wrote on Sunday. And the individual who sent me this said, look, this message contains content that has been blocked by our security systems. Why? Well, because it was anti-Hillary. And to those people who will send me emails undoubtedly saying, what, you're surprised by this? No, I'm not surprised. Joe and I are not surprised. None of us here. And I know you're not surprised either. But to anyone, and there are those out there, perhaps once respected journalists or self-professed or self-described journalists who say, well, You're not living under tyranny. By definition, of course, tyranny is, you know, tyranny does include oppression, censorship. This is part of it. Why the big deal? Because this, what you're seeing here, is only going to get worse. Now, the other side of this very quickly, and then I'm going to wrap this up, is this. As a program and other programs like ours, perhaps, we rely largely on your support, the listener support, to keep us going. What we've tried to do is supplement our operational costs so we can expand, reach more people, help others as well, send, you know, support causes that we believe in. By including ad revenue spots. And they've taken that away, or they are taking that away from us. So we are really faced with a challenge as a Christian business that if we don't succumb to the tyrannical and oppressive policies, well, they're going to hit us in the pocketbook. This is lawfare. To a lesser extent, this is lawfare. This is censorship by taking away our ability to pay our bills. And again, we are a listener-supported broadcast primarily. So we rely now on listener contributions. I want to thank everyone who has helped us, either through contributions or prayer, or say, hey, what can I do to help, or passing the word, whatever it might be. We appreciate every one of you. But see, this speaks to the larger picture, and the larger picture is this. Over the next couple of months, this is going to be pretty much in everyone's rearview mirror, because we are going to be hamstrung. We're not going to be able to get the truth out through the normal venues. We are preparing now, as everyone should prepare, for Plan B. If we can't use, right now we're using the demonic, the system of the beast, to get our message across, to get our message out, to get the information out there. We're going to have a plan B. And we're working on that. Everyone's going to have a plan B. You're going to have a plan B. And prepare. Truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. Coach Dave Dobmeier. And once more, our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. At the very heart of all of this are the hearts and spirits of the people out there in this great country, this once great country. One of the reasons we're seeing the influx, the invasion, hundreds of thousands of illegals into this country. Seems like every other month you're hearing about this.
New figures were just released the other day.
It's the intent is to destroy our moral Judeo-Christian fabric and heritage. Michael Savage says borders, language, and culture, all three are targets of the globalists.
Mm-hmm. In 2016, the Obama administration set a goal for 10,000 Syrian refugees. I think there's been over about 16,000 that have came into this country in 2016, going well over their goal of 10,000. But next year, the Obama administration has set the bar 10 times higher at over 110,000 yes. Syrian refugees being brought into the United States. And we see the same thing with Germany. And there is a huge backlash against Angela Merkel right now. As
her popularity is, right?
Yeah. And what they're doing in Germany, and I'm trying to get it to pull up on my computer, there was a good piece on Bloomberg today that Angela Merkel came out and said this populist movement and the lies of the anti-immigration sentiment here in Germany are the minority when they are actually by far the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And they've pushed her party into a third place. The third place in the upcoming elections that are going to happen. And that this article is on Bloomberg. Merkel pleads for middle ground in bid to shore up the vote. And what has happened is Germany has brought in hundreds of thousands, if not close to a million, immigrants. Merkel takes aim at populist lies spread through social media. She goes on to state that the policymakers need to counter the populist lies spread on social media, and that voters who support the anti-immigration alternative for Germany do not reflect majority opinions, even though the populist movement that she's speaking out against is the majority of the people and says otherwise. They continue to run with the lie.
Well, as you posted on HagmanReport.com today, George Soros warns Europe accept refugees or face extinction. Now, this is go to HagmanReport.com and check that article out. George Soros warns Europe, accept refugees or face extinction.
Not this, a politician, not right. An elected official. This is somebody who is not only behind Obama and Clinton, and he's talked about often political circles as wielding, some of the highest influence. And even through the WikiLeaks dump of the DNC shows the level of influence he has over the Democratic Party, even setting policy and the talking points for the Democratic Party when it comes to issues like immigration and the economy. And he has made threats right. And put his money where his mouth is.
Well,
he's even launched a recent attack against Sheriff Joe Arpaio personally. He's putting his money to work as the person who is running against Arpaio does not have the means, the equal means, the millions of dollars in the election fund as Arpaio has. Soros is stepping up to paint Arpaio as some kind of, racist, immigrant-hating sheriff who, targets immigrants and sends them home and trying to get this other guy in. But this guy, in reading that article, this guy has so much money in so many different local, state, and federal elections, and he's lining the pockets of so many politicians. It's mind-boggling.
And that's the other side. When you have Soros and people like him, many of the billionaires out there, and you have entities like the Clinton Foundation. How does the Clinton Foundation fit into this? That's the big story here. The Clinton Foundation is, in my view, like a laundering process for money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the pay to play.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And there's a new interesting article out today about what is happening with the Hillary Clinton campaign and how there is these record amounts of fraud charges coming from a Hillary Clinton campaign systematically overcharging poorest donors. What they're doing is Wells Fargo fraud department is being inundated with calls from low-income Clinton supporters reporting repeated unauthorized charges. And this article from The Observer goes on to talk about this one branch is receiving up to 100 phone calls a day from Clinton's small donors asking for refunds for unauthorized charges. And this one branch is saying that they're paying from anywhere from $700 to $1,200 a day in refunds.
That's right.
Clinton campaign is overcharging donors by the $20, $40, or $60 mark, more than $100. But they're doing it at a pace that they're stealing millions of dollars from American people who have donated small amounts to her. The poorest people, they say, of her donation base.
That's right. And that's one thing that I've seen companies do, and especially when you're involved in fraud investigations, companies will rely on small amounts over a greater number of people, like this.
And this article even says the source said that pornography companies are often deploy a similar arrangement to pull money out. We see this scheme a lot with CD pornography companies, the source said. The source also notes that dozens of phone calls his department receives daily are from people who notice fraudulent charges on their statement. And they go on to say these people who call us are just the ones who catch the fraudulent charges. I can't imagine how many more are being overcharged by the Hillary Clinton campaign and have no idea.
That's, yeah, exactly. In some cases, okay, that's a Hillary
and there's
campaign.
There's not one accusation or fraudulent bank fraud charge to the Donald Trump campaign that they have tracked, but they say that there are hundreds a day for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And that's from Wells Fargo.
Chargebacks, and that's kind of a nightmare in a sense, except, you know, if you're Clinton, that's not really a nightmare, but the chargebacks, that is. But when you're talking about this whole process here, you're talking about, you mentioned pornography, and I just want to bring this up. I don't know how many people out there have heard of the dark web, okay? And there's a lot of mystique surrounding that. It's not just obscure websites on off the internet you can access via Google. No, you've got to intentionally get on the dark web. And without giving out too much information, except to say that there are different levels of the dark web. And as you get into it, you know, there's a point the deeper you go, kind of you start hitting, if you go down, we'll just say the surface of the water separates the regular internet with the dark web, and at the surface, you break the surface, you get into some stuff, you know, some just junk, I guess, and then you go a little bit deeper, you start running into feds everywhere, and then the deeper you go, the more twisted it becomes. But the reason I mentioned that when you're talking about pornography, just a huge business in that dark web area, aside from the most hideous human trafficking and slavery and things like that. I mean, hideous stuff. Things that there's no way you can unsee when you see it. The currency of the dark web, of course, is Bitcoin. And when you mentioned pornography, there's a big business for pedophilia and sex slaves and just the most profoundly disturbing things you'd ever want to see or hear in the dark web. So, having said that, the chargebacks, okay, there are no chargebacks in the dark web, but because, for example, who are you going to complain to if you use Bitcoin for your means of currency and you don't get your product, which may be child pornography or whatever the product might be? so you can't complain. But there's a vast amount of fortunes being made, and I mean this, fortunes, in the dark web. But I also wanted to segue using that in the dark web, and people have heard, and I want to make this clarification because I've been meaning to do this for a week now, and we haven't had the time. You've heard, folks, of the ISIS kill list, and many people have said, well, who's on this? And there's reportedly 15,000 on the ISIS kill list. Well, when you get into that dark web area, you get into the, similar to the old BBS systems. Remember that, folks? If you're an old person like me, the internet in its infancy, there were bulletin board type systems out there. Well, the ISIS kill list exists out there, and kill lists exist out there, whether they're ISIS or just purely Islamic. The reason I brought this up is because, and if you're a church listening to this, please understand and please take heed of this. The Muslims in particular are paying money for people for church directories. So if you publish, for example, if you're a pastor and you publish your church membership, or if you have a church directory online with the names of the parishioners or names of the people who belong to your church and their addresses, there, Muslims, whether they're from the Middle East or on this continent, will pay money for those lists. And that is part of the ISIS kill list that we hear so much about. But it's bigger than that. In the crosshairs are all Christians, and especially in including Christian-owned businesses. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you at all, because it's not meant to do that. It's to heighten your senses and awareness. I mean, obviously, we're targets because of our Christian bias, leanings, and beliefs. But that's where everything is going, and pretty soon that's going to evolve right up into the normal web, shall I say, or the regular web. If you are a Jew or Christian, you're a target. If you have a physical church, you're a target. Synagogue, you're a target. And that kind of fits right into everything else, because as we see this progress, and as we see the violence take root and take hold and increase in this country, in America, what's going to happen is somebody will say, the government will say, look, we have to quell the violence against Christians for the own good of Christians. And Joe, you and I have talked about this before, for the Christians' own good. What we're going to have to do is we are going to have to establish rules for religious rules. And that does mean diluting the doctrine of Christianity by removing the name of Jesus Christ, for example, out of Christianity, and to admit that we all worship the same God, whether we're Muslim, Jew, or Christian, which is a total fabricated lie. But that's where the incremental steps, I just want to make everyone kind of aware of this, as we progress down the timeline, there will come a time when businesses will, it'll be against the law for businesses to be Christian businesses, or against policy, because that feeds into this bias, and it's going to be for your own protection. I don't know if that made sense, but this is where, as I research this, and as we collectively research this, this is where we see all of this going. And it's happening faster than I ever thought possible. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, it is. We just have a few minutes before the break, so we're going to hit a couple of important news items. Clinton has made a campaign stop in North Carolina and returning to the campaign trail, only after taking 3 days off for her pneumonia, and while talking about media bias and whatnot during the, after the 9/11, Hillary's 9/11, after her collapse, which even Fox News won't even call a collapse. They continue to say near collapse or incident. she was back on the campaign trail today, but there is a continuing media bias, and you can tell by the talking points from the Clinton pundits and spokespeople who go on Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and these other channels. They all have the same talking points, talking lines, and it has filtered all the way down to the local news, even here in our small city. And, you know, that is, Clinton wanted to power through, and, you know, she is, and it's just so strange to see. It's not strange, I guess, but when you have media personalities from all these different networks on the cable news mainstream all the way down to the local using the same phrases, the same words, defending her, propping her up literally, with their words, trying to take away from the fact of her real problems. And it's even gone further, as Fox News points out, a CNN anchor had suggested coverage of Clinton's health is sexist. And this is after learning the mainstream media during the last 8 years of the Obama presidency that seemingly benign phrases and words like Chicago or that one and golf are now deemed racist. Viewers are getting similar lessons when it comes to the Clinton coverage. CNN host Christine Annapore suggested on air that the heavy coverage of the Democratic nominee's health is simply sexist. And this has taken on many other forms, and people have been called names for continuing to focus on the health of the presidential candidate. And this issue is not going away, as Trump has overtaken her in the polls, although we don't put a lot of stock in polls. Some of the latest numbers that have come out is that he has a 6-point lead nationally. Another interesting, well, we were talking about illegal immigration earlier, and this article I found today, later in the day, about the Department of Homeland Security being accused of sitting on damning border reports as immigration issue continues to drive through headlines internationally. Federal lawmakers are seeking to pinpoint the number of illegal immigrants who have successfully snuck into the southern border, ordered up a report from the Department of Homeland Security, but the agency refuses to release it and instead cites misleading statistics that overstates the number who are nabbed, sources told Fox News. DHS is denying it is holding back the report, but sources say it was completed in November, and it shows roughly half of adults who attempted to cross the border made it, 250,000 in total. But that number is at odds with DHS official estimates. Authorities claim 80% of adults trying to sneak in have made it, but the DHS is trying to cover it up along with the Obama administration, saying that 30% less or 50% of that 80% actually made it in. And the Obama administration is continuing to suppress the number of illegal immigrants that have not only come in from the southern border, but also, as we talked about earlier, has increased the goals for 2017 to 110,000 in 2017. White House to increase the immigration, Syrian refugee immigration, tenfold in 2017 to 110,000 after already surpassing their 10,000 goal for this year. And most of these are Sunni Muslims. The amount of Christians is not even equal to a percentage point. And this is something we'll be taking a closer look at in days and weeks and months to come. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Up next, Matt Truella will be joining us, thelessermagistrate.com. We're going to be talking about a few of his books and The State is Not God. This will be a great interview coming up next. Stay with us.